section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Tata Creek, Canada, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, attention Walmart shoppers, punch it up. IBWIP Spaghetti Western, Would You Rather, and a fifth of friendship with your co-host, The Voice, Big E, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, and now your host, Blake Clayton!
Welcome everyone to episode 238 of It Burns My IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
And I am surrounded by dick sausage.
Amen.
There's so much dick sausage here. Menin?
Was that the one the guy's on Bewitched?
Yeah, I think so. Dick sausage? The gay one.
Okay.
But we have an all-male cast this evening for the splendid ride. And I have been sick. Big E is recovering from being sick. Dustin is...
You guys stay the fuck away from me, then.
Dustin's here in protest.
Jason's been sick.
Jason's been sick. Let's have a great show. First, he's head of security. He's probably... Oh, wait, hey. That sound better?
Sounds better.
Nobody said anything to me.
You're on a roll.
I can only hear out of one ear.
And you have sunglasses on.
Because I have a migraine.
He's Corey Hart.
First concert I ever saw. Rick Springfield and Corey Hart was the first concert.
Wow.
All right, first, head of security. He's been away for a while. But he's not been forgotten. He is not vaping with me today.
What?
I think he's pregnant. Let's welcome Big E.
Woo woo!
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Glad to be back.
Are you pregnant or are you just taking a break?
I'm just taking a break.
Are you pregnant with joy for it being your 1 year anniversary?
He's going to be a soccer player.
Oh, that's what I should have said at the introduction. This is Big E's 1 year IBWIP anniversary.
Yes, it is. Almost, I thought they forgot about Dre.
He's not the original Dre. The original Dre was on UMTV Raps, right?
That's right. Dre and Ed Lover.
Ed Lover. Yeah.
That's right.
The gentleman sitting across from me has chugged a beer, opening another one.
Yes.
He brought cookies.
Yep.
And I'm not quite sure his mood yet, but we're going to cheer him up.
I'm all right.
We're
I'm all right.
I'm an asshole for inviting you.
No, you had no idea the circumstances when you invited me.
This is the first time that me and him have been in the IBWIP studios.
Since the 200th anniversary. This is a Clark Kent and Superman situation, if you ask me. I never see him together.
It is the one and only host of Drunken Lullabies,
yes.
The Voice, Dustin.
What is up? Let's get things cracking.
Let's get them cracking.
You will not miss a chance for his catchphrase.
And that's the whole point of a catchphrase, though, right?
Oh, wait, absolutely.
Wait, Szymanski's got one.
No, Szymanski
stole one. My wife.
His is farting, I think.
Right. And alongside of me is the man who prints all this out, types it all up, writes the jokes. He works 50 hours a week, is a loving parent. He hosts one show on FCF Network, writes everything for another show. I call him the man of flannel, the Flannel Fabio, the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
This is an audio format, but he is just doing his best Johnny Carson waiting to talk face.
Did he have a face? That
yeah,
was
he did.
Okay.
That's wild.
Was it when Ed McMahon was talking? Or was
yeah,
like
he was
when,
like, he would like, sit there. You know,
I was taking it all in. I was taking it all in. That was quite. I almost felt like that was a eulogy for me. That was a lot.
I feel bad because I don't write like witty things anymore. I just look at it and go, "What's the first thing that comes to my head?" And then I don't say that.
No, on Couch Pilots, you just have free reign to do whatever you want. I know you love doing it because you just you go crazy on
it. It's so funny because you can see every once in a while the frustration in Jason's face when he's when he's looking down at the sound pad, and I'm just like, ha, 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 ha. I'm going to sit here and fuck around.
All I get to do is talk and say whatever I want. Right. I'm the co-captain of this ship.
So we have a great show for you tonight. I've introduced everybody. I've acknowledged the co-host. So my form here says, attention Walmart shoppers. Now, recently I got a surprise check from my employer from 3 years ago.
Yes. Wow.
I didn't read the letter. I just saw that it was a valid it was a valid check. And so I have been wanting a TV. I have bills to pay. I
got mouths to feed.
Mouths to feed, but I really wanted a new TV, and I had been wanting a new TV. So we went shopping for a new TV.
How much money did your former company give you?
It was $600.
Right on.
I still don't remember why they gave it to me.
It's probably part of some scam that once you cash the check, like you're part of this program now, and you have to pay it all back and interest.
No.
Yeah, it's like the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Right. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's why that happened. At first, I was like, why is he taking a picture of me and drinking a beer? But I know Dustin.
This guy's a
He was taking a picture of himself
drinking. Social media, man.
Let him be.
Right.
Let him be. You know, I know you're getting to a story. I'm sorry. But it's having these two guys here, Scott and Dustin, it's funny because they both like singing. They both know a lot about music. And I always thought it would be funny to have them both on the show together.
Right.
Have these titans of music collide.
It's a clash of the titans.
The clash of the titans.
Let's get things cracking.
Did you hear that?
Get it?
I do get it.
The cracking.
Oh, okay.
Now, clash of the titans.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, that was a good one.
See?
It's a good pun
I'm
work.
On top of things.
Rimshot.
Rim job?
Rim that too.
Whoa.
We need to come up with some sort of format for you guys to collide because now you have your own segment, Karaoke Big E. And then Dustin, you always dominate. It burns when I sing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got some way to meld those two, don't you think, Blake?
Yeah, I think that we're gonna have we're gonna do like a 24-hour podcast night party here. Like
24 hours.
24 hours.
Well, I don't want to say 12, and then it end up being 24.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Surely in that time.
There will be a lot of shows recorded
that
evening.
Yeah, a lot of shenanigans.
I think maybe the face-off should happen then with an audience and a lot more pressure.
So you're in charge of bringing beer that is all over 9%.
I can probably do that.
And get everybody super fucking
The look
hammered.
On Dustin's face is like, I'm going to have to struggle and open the refrigerator. No, so we went to Walmart. I knew what kind of TV I wanted. I wanted a smart TV. And so we actually went to four different stores.
Mm-hmm. Four different Walmarts?
No, four different stores.
That's too many Walmarts.
And
agreed.
I draw the line at two Walmarts.
So the TV we finally picked out, I measured the feet, you know, like the
corner
the
to corner?
Stand, no, the stand feet.
Right.
Okay, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was long because I was smart enough to remember to measure this stand that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Good smarts.
Yep. And it was too big. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't going to pay another $200 or $300 for a nice new stand. So I was like, well, I guess I'm not getting one. You know, I'm not getting a TV because the one I want is too big for the, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wasn't going to cheat myself.
Right.
I wasn't going to go less than 55 inch.
For Christ's sake, the podcasting
game. Right, right.
Go big or go home.
Right. That's what I told that lady. And so.
Your wife?
No.
My wife.
So we were getting ready to leave, and we saw this one of those cube kind of like things. How would you describe
it? IKEA-esque?
Yeah, IKEA-esque thing. And it was only like 35, 40 bucks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Well, that's long enough. We'll just use that. And I was like, yeah, that'll work. So we go back. I go, okay, have the lady pull the TV out for me from the back, put it on those little flat carts, and start walking it up. And I go and I put this box that has this IKEA-looking shelf thing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Perfect. Go up to, you know, after a lot of stressful time looking at TVs, different stores, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. We went up to the express lane because I had two items.
Right, two items.
There's no reason why.
15 items or less.
Right. It didn't say how it's sized.
Cash only.
I, you know, Molly's pushing one of the carts and I'm pushing this big TV up. And we get up there, and right in front of me is a lady in one of those power scooters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. With about I thought, oh, she just has her little basket full in front of her. No, she's got a full shopping cart.
Plus
full.
Her basket's full.
Plus her basket full. So she's
that's typical.
She's just, you know.
Plus she can probably walk. So
beat me to it. Uh-huh. She gets all this stuff done, right?
And like loaded on the conveyor belt?
Right, loaded on the conveyor belt. And okay. Like I said, there is 75 items. Gets up, stands up, gets her purse out, pays with a link card.
Bitch.
Then takes and walks away with the big cart and leaves the power cart right there.
Oh,
and I lost my shit.
I would too.
I said,
hey, yo.
I go, I guess I'll move
this. Wolf face.
I guess I'll move this cart out of my way. And she said, well, it doesn't work. And I sat down on it.
Neither did your legs.
Right. I sat down on it, and I pushed it forward about 5 feet, like almost like to right where she was standing.
Yeah.
And I go, you have to be sitting on it for it to move. I was so livid. And the lady just – and it wasn't an old lady. It was – she was probably 37.
What was the minimum weight?
She was big, but not that big. Like,
so she had no business being on the fucking –
she's just fucking lazy.
She's fucking lazy.
So oh by this time, I'm livid. Oh, I am livid. I am to the point where – this I'm not even going to enjoy this TV when I get home.
All day you've been looking for TVs all across the area. You finally found what you want, and then this one pulls this shit on you?
Right. Mm-hmm. So then the guy that was working, he's kind of kicking it, you know, just like he's having a good time. He don't care that lady, you know, he didn't try to move.
Was retarded.
So he comes over, and he brings this little scanner thing over, and he scans the TV, and it beeps.
Yep.
And then he scans this IKEA-like stand box thing.
Yeah,
scans it and it beeps.
Yep. Standard procedure, good.
As things are wont to do.
And then he says, this is your total.
Yep.
And I looked at that total and I did quick math in my head because I graduated from high school and I realized there is no possible way that that is the right amount. I feel as though I'm getting the good end of this deal. So I paid for it and I walked out.
Skedaddled. Yeah.
So we get out and we load it up all into the car. And we get into the car because I know if I say something to Molly before I put this in the car, she's going to make me turn around and go back and pay for it. Remember the Gordman's issue?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Gordman's thing?
I'm sure there was just some sort of discount or some sort of sale, and you got a great deal. That's awesome.
We looked at and all I got charged for was the TV.
There you go.
You got the Podcasting God discount. You did not know that they had that?
Yes, I did not know they had that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think if you're a deity of any variety,
yeah,
you get a discount
on something.
On electronics, usually. Yeah. Or home furnishing.
Sure.
It wasn't home electronics. It was
home furnishing for my yes. For my electronics.
For your heavenly palace.
So
yeah.
I felt like a winner. I felt like a winner yet again. And I did not go back. I thought to myself, I could go into Y. You want me to go into Y?
Oh, we're jumping from A straight to Y?
This is...
I thought he was going to go to Z.
I don't know. I don't like this.
You were quiet almost the whole time.
Well, you know, I was building frustration because of that GIMP woman who turned out to be un-GIMP, and I was pretty pissed about that. But now you mentioned it too, the Gordman's thing. You did the same thing there.
Yep.
And you never, even after we talked about it, you never went back and paid for it.
Nope. Sure didn't.
I think we have something that we need to hash out right now.
How do you want to hash it out?
Fisticuffs?
Debate club.
Another rising round of debate club.
In a world of opinions, only one will reign supreme. The winner will be decided in Debate Club.
I'll fight you right now.
All right, so I guess we're drawing our sands.
Yeah, it's time for some master debating.
The line is in the sand.
Everyone get them out.
All right, so I'm saying...
Now, I heard the Valentine's episode.
Yeah, we all heard that.
We all know that.
There was a lot of awkwardness right there on that one question, right, Dustin? We talked about it.
Yes, we did.
You guys talked about it?
There was a lot of awkwardness on one of the questions.
It made me uncomfortable listening
and
to
it. And he wasn't there. I was there, and I looked. It was uncomfortable to me because I could see across the table.
Yeah, I think I was too drunk to be awkward.
Palpable. I think a lot of people were drunk.
Yeah, it was a funny show.
Yeah.
So, we're going to do the debate.
Everybody
club.
Gets drunk on Valentine's Day. It's fun.
There's four of us.
Yep.
Only one. Side can be right.
Yep.
Scott, I'm just going to assume that you're going to be on my side here.
Totally
well,
on your
what's
side.
The sides? You know, you
it's
got
okay
it.
For me. What
it's
I did
okay.
was fine. What
that's
I did was
not
fine.
Stealing. He's not Jane's addiction.
And obviously, on this side,
because he's never got caught,
it's wrong.
No.
And I, you know what? I'll be a man. I'll stand alone if I have to.
No, I'll go with you.
Okay, good.
I can go way back. I got a story very similar to this. I wanted to get a cassette of Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer?
No. It was a live, the Secret World live tour, which it's a fucking phenomenal concert. If I think it's available.
Does
on
he
DVD.
Do Biko on it?
No.
Or Biko?
He left that. It's Biko. He left that out of the set list for that tour. I got it on cassette. This is how long ago it was. At Walmart. They did not ring it up. I saw them. They took it, you know, because the cassettes came in the keepers.
Yeah.
And they took it out, and then she just got confused and evidently thought she'd already scanned it, and she puts it in the bag. And I'm with my parents. This is back when I still had allowance money. And I had saved up my $10 doing papers and stuff and was going to get this Peter Gabriel cassette. And I noticed it didn't get scanned, and I kind of like tapped my – I can't remember if it was my mom or my dad, but I tapped out. I was like, I don't think she scanned that. And they were just kind of like,
shut your mouth, little
child.
Kid.
So we get out to the car, and I was like, have you look at the receipt? And they checked it, and sure enough, it was not charged. However, my mom and dad still charged me for buying it, and I was like,
how's this work?
Yeah. Right. And they're like, well, it's Christmas time. We'll put the $10 in the Salvation Army bucket. Because I was like, you know, I guess they were trying to still teach me that you have to pay for your good, but they didn't pay for
it. They still wanted a $10.
So they were like, we're getting this week's allowance back. So yeah, I raised a fit. So I called out my parents as a young child for this. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you, Jason.
This obviously means a lot to you, Dustin, because it is seared into your memory.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel, we're probably talking late 80s, mid-late 80s.
This was, it was early 90s, early 90s. Actually. Yeah.
So, you know, many years ago, 25 years ago, and this is stuck in your mind. So mm-hmm. You obviously, you have to.
I can't listen to Peter Gabriel without having flashbacks.
Right.
And I love Peter Gabriel, so it's very traumatizing.
Very traumatizing.
I saw him twice in concert, and the whole time I rocked back and forth in my seat. Just now, kept, it was just like, give him the $10, Mom. Give him the $10.
You just handed people around you
$10. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's my thing. All right, first of all, corporate Walmart, they don't pay their employees enough. They don't provide good insurance. They don't provide maternity leave. Fuck them. It's their fault for training. Again, training issue. This guy was just loafing around. It beeped. That's all my responsibility. It beeped.
It beeped.
If it wouldn't have beeped, I would have said something, but it beeped.
It beeped.
Well,
that's my defense. It beeped.
It beeped.
I hear the it beeped argument. I hear that. But before, when you say they don't pay them well, do you think that helps? Do you think the theft helps them not be paid more? They have to eat that, and it goes, and they can always pass that along.
Walmart's
to the
billion-dollar company. Billions of dollar company. They can eat a $35.
They need that money to
IKEA
pay for
shelf.
Those hover round carts.
That's right. Those things don't charge themselves.
And I also think that it was God's way of saying, hey, way to go, and not punching this lady, donkey punching this lady in the back of the head.
So you feel like it's instant karma for you not physically assaulting
that
woman.
No, here's what
instant
happened.
Karma.
Let it all shine
here's
on.
Here's what happened, Blake. She paid for that on her Link card.
I paid.
No, she paid
I figured since I paid at least $3 worth of her groceries from that Link card. So this.
But she used a Link card for the IKEA thing. So you, in turn, really did pay for it, but you didn't pay for it.
I'm so confused.
One bad turn does not deserve another. Those things are completely
separate.
Two
rights don't make a left.
Well, they make a wrong. I tell you that right now.
So,
damn straight.
In the past 12 months, or 6 months, I guess, in the past 6 months, I have profited approximately $150 because of two stupid employees who don't scan everything.
How does your soul feel?
I feel fine. I slept good. I called in sick to work the next day so I could hook it all up and put it together.
Now, see, it's a vicious, it's a downward spiral. Now you're lying to your employer.
Well, how much money did you lose by not going to work?
Yeah.
Hey, this job I have now, I got vacation and personal time. As before, when I worked at the Big Yellow, I wouldn't have been able to call in because I didn't have any benefits.
By Big Yellow, you're meaning the Magic School Bus?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was
I made Magic School Buses, and they didn't give me any benefits.
Did the wheels on that bus go round and round?
The wheels on the bus did go round and round.
Okay.
But basically, all right, I did not steal. I did not put it under my shirt. Dustin, I want to say congratulations.
What?
For doing the right thing, and your parents being just level-minded like me, saying it's not my fucking problem, and kid, give me the $10. So yeah. Basically, by you telling that story, you proved the point that I won.
Yeah.
I've never won this.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's every time.
since it's over, I mean, it's already been decided. I have gone through the self-checkout line and scanned all my items and paid my total and then gone out to the car and realized that one of the things I scanned when it beeped, it didn't show up on the receipt.
Each of those beeps are tied directly to a weight that the scale where you bag sits. How did it let you go through?
I don't know. Because I like scan my lunch meat, beep, bag it, scan, you know, my light bulbs, beep, it's fine. And then like I got to a greeting card and I scanned.
You're a very boring person to go shopping with.
I don't shop much.
Got my and lunch when meat, when my light bulbs, and I got this gift card.
When
I got
do
this greeting card for my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's enough. Like I'm always in the self checkout line, and I only have a few items. I don't go to the store much. And yeah, like I scanned it all, and it seemed to be going fine. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, it charged me for 5 out of the 6 items that I got. I guess I just scanned too quickly.
Well, as long as the segment's over.
Yep. I'm on the winning side now.
There you go.
I don't know.
You changed the sides of it.
That's what happens. I'm feeling punchy.
I feel like Bernie Sanders.
Punchy? I'm feeling a little punchy.
I feel like I swayed you.
Yeah.
Into being part of the dark side.
You were just... It's such a compelling argument that you could say you punched it up.
Really? I could say I...
Punch it!
Punch it!
Punch it! Punch it!
Was that it?
Ah,
it's so abrupt.
That one was quick. I felt like
that's an abrupt
okay.
One.
Did you hear about that concert announcement?
No, I didn't.
The Salt and Pepper and like Coolio and Tone Loc and Young MC, they're all coming to Bloomington.
What?
Color Me Bad and All for One. It's called I Love the 90s. Punch it!
Punch it.
Punch it.
We could probably just skip the segment. That's what people want to hear.
Right.
That's what we want to hear. It's Punch It Up. It's time to play Punch It Up.
It's been a while.
Punch Up's the game where I sit and watch late night TV shows and write down the monologue jokes, and then I present them to you guys, and you answer them. And then if you answer at all, you get a point. If your answer is the best one of the round, you get 2 points. And if you answer exactly what the answer is, then you get, or what the actual punchline is, you get 3 points. And then there's a winner at the end.
Wow.
Do they get chicken dinner?
That yeah. seems to be a very good scoring. Unlike my scoring, that seems pretty
legit. Oh, out of 7? Like 5 out of 7? Oh, that's you.
That's him.
I forgot.
Oh, what, on Couch Pilots?
Yes, on Couch Pilots. That's the stupidest rating system I've ever heard in my life.
How would you do it?
Usually 10, if not 10, you reduce it down to a 5. 5-star system.
So we should have picked 5 characters from the show. Who would you have taken out?
I don't know.
Antonio Scarpacci?
No. Like, I mean, Wings is a good show. And it's funny because I listen to Couch Pilots, and then Stephen Weber was on this week's episode of Never Not Funny. So it was like I was just surrounded by Wings references all week.
Oh, in a perfect world. Okay, so I'm just going to go down the list here. And like I said, we're going to take turns going around. You guys just give me what you think your punchline would be to these, and then we'll see who's the best here.
Got it.
We'll go ahead and we'll start with you.
Okay. Punch it.
Punch it up, please. Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Punch it! Punch it.
Actually, let's go around real quick. Who do you guys like in the late night forum right now?
I used to be a Conan fan.
Falling off the Conan train.
I don't watch late night TV.
I'm 40, and I watch none of this. I'm in bed by 9.
Okay.
So, I'm 50. I like to kick. I don't punch. I just kind of shove a little bit. But, wait, here we go. Here we go. Wait for it. Tap it. Tap it.
Who do you like? Who's your late night guy?
You know, I... we watched the year-end special of Jimmy Fallon's year-end special, because we don't watch a lot of late-night TV, because when 10:30 comes, I'm turning over to the Hallmark Channel because I'm watching Golden Girls.
Ooh.
But
that Rue McClanahan.
But the Jimmy Fallon one, I mean, I don't really like him. I think he was on Saturday Night Live. He was really annoying. I didn't like him on Saturday Night Live at all. But I, you know, all the little bits.
They get they get the viral hits and, you know, the little segments that are huge online. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't really watch the whole show.
My daughter is 10. She just turned 10. Over the weekend, she says, "Hey, Dad, you know that that thing on Jimmy Fallon? That he does that show, Ew?
With
the And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm aware of it. She's like, it's really funny. I was like, do you like it? And I said, I do not like it. That is not for me. That is made for you.
Yeah.
And and he is cultivating his very young audience through things like that. I personally do not. I like his ideas, like, and I like his head writer too. But overall, not a fan.
I watched
guy,
Letterman, and, you know, watched the farewell episode, but yeah, Conan's about it.
Okay.
So who am I getting?
We're gonna go
who
around.
Am I punching up?
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, let's do it.
John Kasich said his favorite president was George Washington because he could have been president forever but stepped down after two terms, while Trump said his favorite president was George Washington because...
Oh, shit.
Each of you think. I'm going to go to each of you this round, and we'll start on a new person each time to give everyone a chance to go first.
I'm going to say because he banged that black broad.
That was good.
All right.
That sounds like something Trump would say, right?
Right.
He banged that black broad.
Very good.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Biggie?
Because he...
While Trump said his favorite president was George Washington because...
He can never tell a lie.
All right. No, I got the answer.
Okay.
I want you to read the end of it, though.
Okay. While Trump said his favorite president was George Washington because...
He loved his hair.
And you get 3 points. That is the exact right answer. He also wore a fantastic wig. Yeah. We've never had someone get the right answer, so that should be the reward. Okay, well, let's go to Conan O'Brien. We'll start with Big E this time. Let's see here. U.S. astronaut Scott Kelly is about to return to Earth after spending an entire year in space. Then he saw Donald Trump's poll numbers and said...
I'm going back to space.
Pretty good. Blake?
Mars looks like a good place to visit.
And Dustin?
I'd rather have some astronaut ice cream. I don't know.
Those are all good. The actual punchline is, you know, I'm good up here.
Okay. That's good.
So who won that round?
Not me.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm going back to space.
That's pretty much close.
I'm gonna give you all three for that. That's it.
Punch it.
Someone's going to get all three each round just so we can hear that, I think. All right. This is my favorite joke, and maybe my favorite current late-night guy, Seth Meyers. Blake, President Obama posted on LinkedIn today about his first job scooping ice cream. He's the first president to post on LinkedIn other than, of course...
Bill Clinton looking for a date.
Okay.
Yeah. It started off good. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Anything we start with Bill Clinton's good. Dustin? Where are we at here? He's the first president to post on LinkedIn other than, of course...
George W. Bush, because he thought... I was trying to think of something clever.
You know what? You said something, so that's a point.
Yeah.
No one can fault you for that. And Big E, you had the most time to ruminate on this.
Jimmy Carter. Because he had houses to build.
I think Blake gets that one. And it's Abraham Lincoln.
I was trying to think of a pun. And
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man. He hopped out the window with his dick in his hand. He said, "Excuse me, lady, I'm doing my duty. So pull down your pants and give me some booty."
Yeah. I love LL Cool J.
Punchy.
I thought that was the Stones.
I mean...
I thought that was another Rolling Stones song.
All right, we'll do two more.
It's Keith Richards, his solo project.
Mm-hmm. And you knew that too, huh?
Pull down your panties and give me some booty.
No, that was...
Third Base.
No, that was...
Salt and Pepper.
Two Live Crew.
Oh, Two Live Crew.
That's definitely Luther.
That was definitely Luther.
Yeah, that's that Miami bass sound.
Right.
The Late Late Show with James Corden. I don't
the who, what,
care
what?
About this.
He does the karaoke. So oh, you should right. be all about this,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's way too late. Did you hear the two words in there? Late, late.
Yeah.
B's like,
he does karaoke with the stars in
I'm
his
not
car.
Staying up late, and I'm definitely not staying up late, late.
No.
There's a new website for Bernie supporters who are looking for love. It's called BernieSingles.com. On the site, you have two choices. You can swipe left or... What other way can you swipe?
I got it.
I know you got it.
Damn it. Heather's the Bernie fan. She should have all the Bernie material.
I know. We miss her tonight.
She fucking screwed that one up. This was probably just for her. I'm swipe right, but...
Swipe right,
I'm blowing this
You
game.
Can swipe left, or you can swipe way left.
Okay. And then...
Because he's on the left.
I gotcha.
I think you can swipe 1% to the right.
Biggie nailed it.
Punch it!
That's good.
I do not follow politics, so I am at a very... I don't even know
way
this
left.
Yeah.
Way left.
You can swipe left or swipe far left, so that's Biggie nailed
verbatim.
It.
For almost.
All right, this is
all
the last one.
Who's winning so far?
Not me.
It's Biggie.
Biggie is winning for sure so far. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Facebook launched another new feature this week. It's a birthday cam that lets you record a 15-second video wishing someone a happy birthday. A video version of voicemail. Now, instead of getting birthday messages from people you don't know... Biggie?
You get video messages from people who you don't care about.
All right. Blake?
You get a video message from people that you don't like to look at.
Eh. All right.
I succumbed to Biggie. That was good.
I get 16 messages from my grandma because she can't figure out that it only records for 15 seconds at a time.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Biggie, you were close to it. But Dustin's, I think, was funnier, so he's going to get that.
What was the actual punchline?
It was...
happy birthday.
You also get videos from people you don't know. You said don't like.
Right.
But we're going to give that one to Dustin.
We're
going to
give that. It was funny.
That's pity points.
That was a better,
I appreciate it.
Well, there's actually a better punchline than that one.
It was, actually.
Hey, I'm in the market for a job. Hire me, late night writers. If I have time to think about it, I can make something funny.
Late.
Fuck, I'll stay up late. I don't give a shit.
Email him 50 jokes a day. You will get a job eventually.
DrunkenLullabiesPodcast@yahoo.com. Now accepting job offers.
There's your winner, Big E. Congratulations.
Good job, Big E.
Woo!
You punched.
I'm sorry.
That's how you punch.
Punch it.
Way to go, Big E.
Ah, thank you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me.
What is your hat?
Bruce City Juice.
Okay.
We got it when we were in St. Louis.
And you're rocking
I
the
thought
shirt
it
too.
Stood for Big Cock Juice.
Sure, that too.
I'd love to hear what people thought about that.
Black City Jew.
Black City Jew? Yeah. What is... So what was the part where it was so awkward in the Valentine
episode?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Just the talk about big man meat?
Yeah, it was the part where...
Where you started talking?
What
are they?
No, what are the questions?
Well,
and we can Molly said
she never listens to episodes she's not on.
Right, we're fine.
So I guess we can.
So Molly said something in regards to my very large penis.
It was I think the question was what the first time you made love to your lover. What
made
person
whoopee.
Or right? Thank whoopee. You. What person or personality or character were they like? And I think she had said Ron Jeremy because you have a sizable member.
Right.
And. Go ahead.
So after that comment, Heather, who had probably consumed a bottle of wine at this point.
Sure.
Oh, no, it was Fireball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She makes a comment about, I dated a guy with a really big dick, and goes on to talk about, having trouble staying hard. And as soon as she, because I know that her current boyfriend is sitting next to her, and when she leads a sentence with, I dated a guy with a really big dick once. I just cringed. Just because, but then she goes, not to say that Adam doesn't have a big dick. I see the look on your face and you look upset. And it was just
the backpedaling.
The ditch was just getting deeper. And I've got an inside knowledge of IBW. Right. It was an uncomfortable listen for me.
It was one of the times I wish we were still doing video.
Yeah, right?
I
the look on her face was, oh, shit. And his look on his face was, are you shitting me?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was...
Boy.
I went home early that night because I had to go to work early.
Oh, you missed the fireworks, my friend.
Oh, I heard the fireworks. I told Blake, I immediately instant messaged him after. I was like, dude, people are looking at me at work like I'm fucking retarded. I am audibly laughing.
From my point of view, that was a really fun episode to do. It was a lot of I wanted to say this to you too. Like when I went back and listened to it, you put in like the theme music when he was reading the commercial stuff.
Yeah,
awesome.
And the reason I didn't go back and do it, but the reason why I didn't do it on the second part of it is because we were both standing outside.
Right, but it was awesome. Yeah. Like you nailed
I think the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network nailed it on Valentine's Day. Okay. I wish Couch Pilots would have had more of a Valentine's theme, but IBWIP and the Drunken Lullabies episode, it was Brianna and myself and Blake and Smashley, and that was a fun episode as well. So it was couples all around just having drunken nonsense.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
A lot of fun here at the FCF Network. All this dick and love talk. I got to take a break, guys.
So we're back from a two-week hiatus. What we do with our time off? I'll tell you what we didn't do. Work on this episode.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at IBWIP.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back to IBWP episode 238. Since I'm sick, I'm using my radio voice. It doesn't measure up to the man's voice over there, Dustin, but it's going to have to do. Hey, I want to tell you folks about our sponsor. Our sponsor is RockyTopVapor.com. Our fine friends at Shocker E-Liquid and Audio Fog. They're coming out with a new line of juice here pretty soon, and it's called Antimatter. And we're going to be doing a little review of it pretty soon, but don't wait. Don't wait for that to come out. Go to RockyTopVapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20. Get 20% off. I have had three people in the past month, I think, get a hold of me about suggestions for vape equipment or whatever, and I have and juices and stuff, and they have used the promo code. I want to spend a special. Do you spend a special?
You extend a muscle.
I'm going to extend a muscle to Brandy and Dave and Michael. And
don't call him Mike.
Matt. Clean Matt.
Matt.
And say thank you for your patience. It took us forever to mail out the framed thing, but I finally did.
It took a while.
I built my own box and I shipped it out, and they got it. It didn't have a scratch on it. So
nice.
But definitely go to RockyTopVapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20 on any of their merchandise, juice lines, clothing lines, and everything. Mods, tanks. They have the most comfortable shirts. They really do.
What was it? It's American Apparel
this
shirts,
one
right?
Actually, these new ones came from our friends at Classy.
Okay.
They do shirts as well, so these aren't American Apparel, but they're just as soft and just as nice.
I still wear that. They gave us that shirt a couple months ago with Audrey Hepburn and the banana from Classy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
So check out RockyTopVapor.com.
Hey, everyone. Jason here from your favorite Fakakta Comedy Funhouse programs. If you're enjoying this show, I have a feeling you're also going to enjoy the podcast Couch Pilots. Myself and the podcasting god, Blake Clayton, take a break from the grind and sit down on our favorite Davenport every week to watch and discuss some of the most odd and misunderstood television pilots of the past. There is such a treasure trove of bizarre viewing out there, and we're just the jerks to dig them up and make a show about it. Watch along with us and join in the conversation. Find us at fcfnetwork.com or rate the show and subscribe in iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of This Damn World with Dom and Jen. I'm Dom.
And I'm Jen.
As always, TDW covers anything and everything, news, life, and creative.
Holly Amory.
We're bitching about NFL.
And Noki.
For all those conspiracy theory lovers out there.
I would resurrect all of the drive-in movie theaters in America.
I'd get boobs.
Hit us up on Facebook at This Damn World. Instagram, This Damn World. Twitter, This Damn World SF or ThisDamnWorld.com.
Peace.
All right, we did a little promo there.
Promo, I'm supposed to be segueing, bitch.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
It's all right. Segue yourself.
Segue complete.
You're writing a segue?
ThisDamnWorld.com. Dom and Jen, they have a great podcast that's a long-form conversation, kind of like us. They talk about everything from news, life, and, you know, Nookie. And there was some Nookie talk
that
about.
Is like, are that was a really well-produced
are they
commercial.
A couple?
Yeah, they're not a couple, I don't think. I've listened to a few episodes, and they talk about their significant others. But I think they're out of San Francisco, or the Bay Area.
The Bay? The Yayo
and
Bayo.
They're really cool guys. We yeah. Oh, sorry, Jen. And Jen's really good looking.
Really,
she has a really sexy voice too.
Yeah, didn't sound.
But they're doing some promo swapping with us. So for you guys to check out IBWIP, definitely.
Mention polyamory. You know? Yeah. Now they're promo swapping. So that's right in character.
Now they're fluid swapping.
That's how we do
poly
things.
Promoing.
Mm-hmm. Poly promo.
Polypropylene.
Poly promo on a cracker.
Oh.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left our hero, Dick Justice, he had escaped the clutches of Santa Claus and his right-hand elf, Skippy. As he flew away on Rudolph, he vowed to once again to return to Hatchet Wound, Texas, to find his true love, Peggy. Today, we join Dick as he huddles down inside a cave in southern Texas near Mexican border. He had gone and sold Rudolph to a Mexican sex horse show in return for some ayahuasca tea and 40 pesos. It was time for him to look within himself to find answers that have plagued him from the moment he had left Hatchet Wound. Let's join our hero as he finishes off the last of his psychedelic tea.
I have been through so many misadventures. In search of what? Am I really searching for Peggy? Am I searching for a childhood lost to the hands of an Indian witch doctor named Stan Salmansky? Oh, this stuff is hitting me pretty hard.
Please, Mr. Salmansky, I don't want to be touched there. Mommy said that's my private place.
You're not going to tell your mommy about this, little Richard. This is just our little secret. Understand?
Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Shh.
Justice, please put the gun down. You don't have to do this.
Yes, Justice. Do what the pretty girl says and nobody gets hurt.
I'm not dropping nothing, dastardly Dirk.
Dick, that's a double negative. Saying it that way means you're actually going to drop the gun.
Yes, Justice. Drop the gun.
Peggy, don't tell me what to do. You're not my mother.
Mommy, where did Daddy go? He said he was leaving to go get a pack of cigarettes.
He isn't coming back, little Richard. He left us for some tramp jazz singer from New York.
But who's going to teach me how to be a man?
Oh, little Richard, you don't need your father to learn how to be a man. Plus, Mr. Samansky lives right next door. I'm sure he can answer any questions that I can't.
Oh, Justice, you're so big. I don't know if I can take it all.
Peggy, you know I love you, right? I can't wait for us to be married.
But Justice, you're such a big star. I don't think I can handle all the paparazzi and fame.
Peggy, let's leave Chicago and head down south. I can take a sheriff job at some podunk town in Texas. This way we can be together forever. We can even raise a family there.
Now, Justice, we both know that this baby is mine. So why don't you just let me take Peggy and make an honest woman of her?
Dirk, the only thing you're going to be doing is spending the rest of your life in prison.
Again, Justice, you're a barrel of laughs. You're an actor playing a sheriff. You're not actually a real sheriff. This isn't a movie, Dick Justice. This is real life.
What do you mean this, quote-unquote, isn't a movie? What do you mean I'm not, quote-unquote, not actually a real sheriff? I'm the sheriff of Hatchetwound, Texas. You're Dastardly Dirk, the most infamous villain in all of Texas.
No. No, not at all. I'm an out-of-work actor, and so are you. Your girlfriend Peggy has been fucking me for months now. She got pregnant, and it's mine. Now, get out of my way.
Oh, man, this ayahuasca is some serious shit. But what does it all mean? I'm more confused than I have ever been.
It seems our hero's experiment with ayahuasca didn't clear his mind, but made it even more confused.
Wait, I can hear you. Who are you? Where are you?
I'm here, I'm there. I'm nowhere, Dick Justice. I'm the narrator.
But aren't you breaking the fourth wall here?
Maybe so. But really, I'm your only hope to finding out the truth. The truth about finding out who you really are.
Good point. It may be the ayahuasca, but this might just work. So I guess we should get to it. Where do we start?
Well, I guess I would narrate our exit, and we would look forward to the next adventure.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Join us next time, listeners, as Dick Justice makes his final journey back to Hatchetwound, Texas to find his love, Peggy, and hopefully to find out who he truly is. Move him on, hit him up,
move him on, hit him up, raw high. And that Peggy gets hotter and hotter every time.
That's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
What a departure from previous episodes.
Yeah, it was kind of a psychedelic episode.
It really was. We've touched on a lot of genres, and we've had yet to do that, so mark it off the list.
There's
done
one
it.
Real creep in there.
I'm just glad the Doors weren't involved with doing a psychedelic.
That would have been perfect.
Oh, boy. Someone's
I should have just had the...
Nope.
I should have
break on through.
I should have had break on through playing the whole time in the background.
No. Riders on the Storm, just like that little...
Right. Dude. That would have been more appropriate.
Jeez.
Yep.
I failed.
Yes, you did.
Maybe when the franchise gets rebooted.
Right.
There you go. It's not over yet.
It's been a while.
It's never over. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, because this is where it's at. All right, so we haven't done this show in basically a month. It's basically been a month since we did the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we took 2 weeks off.
Yes. Right.
And I'm stepping over everybody on the list, and I apologize. Like, I stepped over you on this segue, and I stepped over you in the intro.
I didn't pay attention.
You took 2 weeks off, and you forget you're out of practice.
Two weeks off out of the last 9 years.
Right.
And he acts like he's never done a damn show.
It's okay to take a sabbatical.
Actually, in those 9 years, I retired 4 times. nobody ever remembers that part of it, which is good, but I had to bring it up. All right, so we're going to play a game called Would You Rather. Everybody knows the rules here. I'm going to give you two scenarios. I'm going to open the floor for questions. You can ask as many questions as you can. Please do not determine your answer until the floor has been closed. And we can... All right, Dustin, you want set A or set B? Because I have two different sets. So set A or set
for
B.
For Would You Rather?
Yeah.
There's options?
No, I'm just having you pick. I wrote two different sets.
Oh.
Two different scenarios.
Yeah, so you can choose one.
I'm going to go with A.
A, okay. This is really good because we have no ladies playing.
Hey-o.
Would you rather have a period or give birth? Would you rather have a period or give birth? Oh. Now... You know, Heather's not here. She won't have the insightful questions that I'm hoping, was hoping for. But I got God dang it.
I know how I'd answer the question.
Well, that's not how we go.
That's not how the game works.
We're going to open.
I'm just saying I know how I would.
We're going to open the floor for questions here in a moment. Right. We're going to open.
Given the scenario that you get, I already know what that would be. So,
all right, let's open the floor for questions. Dustin.
First question, what was that sound that just happened in my right ear?
I am having audio problems.
Okay, that was my first question. Okay. I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
I raised my hand like a good boy because I get points taken off usually when we play.
Usually,
this
yes.
Okay. You said have a period. That indicates that it's a singular period, so I would only have it once?
No, that's an assumption that's wrong. You would have a period once a month, every month.
I think you should put an S at the end of that word then.
Have a periods?
Take out
multiple periods.
Have periods or give birth.
Have 12 consecutive periods.
Have a period, fuck, I'll take one period.
That's minus 5 points because you already made your decision.
I don't have a question.
That
right
was a
now,
hypothetical
Blake.
Decision.
I don't have a question right now. I just like to say
minus that. 5 hypothetical points.
I think the way right, you
Scott and Big E, do you have any questions?
What was the second thing besides the period?
Or give birth.
Oh, give birth or periods. So like we're saying, these are 12 consecutive monthly periods.
You said it was 12 consecutive months. I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying just.
You assumed.
I'm just a woman with a monthly bleedy vagina.
Once a month you have your menstrual cycle.
So I'm assuming this birth thing is just the 9 months. The 9 months, and then it's done?
That's the cycle for a birth.
All right. Okay.
All right, Dustin?
Yeah, I had my hand up again. Can I give birth via cesarean?
No, it has to come out of your pee hole.
No, you can't have
out of my pee hole?
Right.
My dick hole. It has to come out of my dick.
Your urethra.
You cannot have birth with a Sicilian. No.
Sicilian? Never go into a battle of wits with a Sicilian.
Big E gets -5 points for making his own joke during Would
oh,
You Rather.
Oh, no.
Inconceivable.
Big E, was there any other questions you had?
I don't get any questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Weisenheimer.
What the fuck is happening? He's purposefully.
He's
what
doing
do
a Drunken Lullabies reference right there.
No, I'm good.
Do you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
You have an answer already?
Nope. I'm still taking it all in.
Okay.
Soaking it up.
All right.
Hey,
let's joke each
other. Okay. Hold on. Wait. Now, is this baby Jewish?
Jesus.
Is the baby Jewish?
Sure.
That's going to determine whether it's baby wants to give birth to
legit
it.
Legit question.
Do I have to get this hypothetical child circumcised?
No, the baby is a non-denominational.
Non-denominational?
Okay. It's a clear baby.
So he doesn't come from Jerusalem.
Yes.
the
Holy Land.
Actually, I do have a question now. It's for Big E. What were you trying to get out of that?
Nothing.
No, something.
Just fun. Just funny.
Oh, just okay.
Just bringing the funny.
Oh, okay.
Big E is writing his own jokes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting ready for late night.
Going off script.
I'm
going
to dock Big E 5 points for that.
What? Hypothetical points.
These are very real
I'm
points
I'm trying
to
get my own show on this network.
It ain't going to happen with things like that.
No. That's how you do it. It's race talk. No. It's with Big E.
This is Big E the Jew Hater.
You should have heard
Tune in for another episode.
Let's get things crackering with Big E.
This is a tangent here. But yeah.
Oh man, Blake just did the Brendan Fraser clap.
We were at Domino's last Saturday, and I was looking out the window, and this guy comes bebopping across our parking lot, talking to himself. And I looked at my boss. I said, "Look at this fat fuck." He goes. He looks at me. I said, "I bet he's going to Jimmy John's to get a fat fucking sandwich."
What number is that on the menu?
The fat fucking sandwich.
So then when everybody persists, it's only me and my boss till like 4 o'clock. So from 10 to 4, it's just me and the boss.
It's a lot of alone time.
A lot of alone time. So when all the other employees come in, he proceeds to tell every one of them about how I just berated probably one of the nicest guys in the world.
Is your boss's last name Saul Mansky?
No.
Okay, good.
You're well on your way to your own show.
Thank you.
Hey, for $50 a month, you can have your own show. Are there any more questions? I don't want to close the floor.
What would Big E's show be called?
Dude,
Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy?
I think that's it's trademarked. Already been
done.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Biggie's Big Adventure. To go along with the circus theme, it would be Biggie's Big Adventure.
Bop, 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 a lot, a lot.
Biggie's and Big Top.
Wait, could it be
Biggie's Big Top?
No, Big Top, Biggie.
Big Top,
Biggie's Big Top. Biggie's
I think, yeah, I think that flows better.
Well, there
yeah.
you go.
And speaking of flowing, let's figure out if we're ovulating or menstruating or if we're, yeah, we're having a baby here.
All right, I'm going to close the door, the floor.
Close the door, turn out the lights.
All right, we'll start with Biggie. Biggie, would you rather have a period or have a periods? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Having multiple.
Have a period.
Having multiple periods.
Or give birth.
I'm giving birth because it's 9 months and I'm done. Boom.
Dead. So you're going to have a baby come
little
out of your pee
baby.
Hole.
Little
a non-Jew baby.
No, okay, non-Jew baby coming out my pee hole.
I don't want you to kill it.
What do we call it, peanut?
What?
We call it peanut?
Call it peanut?
Yeah, because it comes out the tip of my penis.
Peanut.
Do they call it vagina?
Vagina?
Is that what they call babies that come out of vaginas?
Okay, Scott. You've had multiple bad jokes.
No, they're all
for
good.
For negative 15
points.
You guys
are laughing.
So you now have negative 20
points. We're laughing at how bad they are.
We're laughing because we love you.
Yeah.
The Voice, Dustin.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going to give you a plug.
Okay, go for it.
Host of Drunken Lullabies.
That's
on
right.
FCF Network. What would you rather have, a periods or give periods?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Like, I don't recommend like bleeding out of my dick, but if that's my option, I would much rather bleed out of my urethra once a month for a couple days than do irreparable damage to my cock. I think that is the lesser of two evils. Also, I think it's kind of been discovered that men have emotional periods and cycles anyway. So
you're halfway there.
Yeah, you might as well just go all in, and you'll sync up eventually with your partner, and then you're both just out of commission for a few days, and then you just fuck like crazy for the rest of the month.
What would like
so
the tampons?
So your better
half's like,
iTunes
tampons,
or like man, I think your man pons for like how would that work?
I'll just wrap my dick in toilet paper.
There you go. Ooh. That's it.
Like a mummy. It's gonna be a cockophagus.
You can be King Nut.
King Nut.
King Nut. Yeah.
Funky like.
How
a
would
monkey.
You spell cockophagus?
Kickoff? I'll tell you after the end of the show when you name the episode that.
Cockophagus.
Cockophagus. All right, Jason.
Cockophagus.
Yeah.
You've had trouble winning this. I don't remember.
Well, you didn't help me a lot this time. I will say that.
Well, if you would speak up and raise your hand.
I'm not raising my hand. This is not.
Raise your hand.
No, that's a, go ahead and finish it.
Raise your hand to rock.
Rock.
There you go.
Rock. Everyone good?
Yep. We're
okay,
good.
Okay.
Right. Got that out.
There's a lot of history in my family of passing kidney stones, and I just want to make it as easy as possible. So if I really stretch out my pee hole, maybe they'll just fall out like a change from a pocket. So I'm going to go give birth.
Like spaghetti down a hallway.
Yeah, hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, that too.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want any kidney stones just to pour right out of my
penis. I got two births and a vagina.
You mean two births and a period?
Yeah, two births and a
yeah.
periods.
Two births and a period.
No, I'll have more. Thank you, sir. I'll have another.
It's one lifetime full of periods.
One whole lifetime full of periods.
Well, I'm going to have to, you know, if I wouldn't have had my answer already,
right.
I would have been very swayed by Dustin because he talked
make
about
valid points.
The syncing of the periods with your partner.
With yeah. iTunes.
Already yeah. having an emotional.
Yeah.
What is the iTunes? I did not hear the joke, and you've tried three times to say it.
Syncing your iTunes.
Oh, if you would have said it with your iPod, I would have got it. Scott's pissed off.
He just
off.
Keeps trying, man.
Justin, you are the winner.
Yeah!
Booyah!
Plus, I don't think either one of you two are capable of taking care of a child by yourself.
Well, since I did such good job with my own jokes.
Oh, boy.
Let's see how well I can butcher Jason's.
The Butcher!
The Butcher! The meat processor, the king of carcasses. I gotta play that song for you guys.
Here's the release schedule.
episode 236, Big E. Oh, Karaoke Big E is now available.
You don't even know the name of your own show?
My own segment. Episode 237, There's a Spirit in the Butt is now available. Episode 239, our next episode, inevitably titled Blacktastic Voyage, will be available on February 26th.
That's
funny. A Friday.
You know, that's not the next episode. I didn't correct that. It should be March 11th.
Oh.
Friday, March
11th. Oh, that's
11th.
Right.
Yeah,
March 11th,
we're in the past
we're,
tense.
Yeah, March 11th.
That's a Coolio song, isn't it? Blacktastic Voyage.
Sure.
That come along the ride,
yeah. Yeah. With you, so it's not February.
Move along.
Let's move along. And that's don't right. forget, Sunday, March 6th is Dentist Day. As the profession that has the highest suicide rate, you think we'd at least give them an entire week. The whole week.
Give them a month.
Sure.
Hell, black people have a whole month.
Give them a period.
What about black dentists?
Black dentist? What about Jew dentists?
Black dentist the menace.
Oh, okay. Also, Tuesday, March 8th is Be Nasty Day. I hope this means something sexual. I've always needed a reason to do that thing where you flip it over, tuck it back, and then wedge it. Yeah, I'll be trying that on the 8th. Hell, I try that every day.
That's Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Woo! I am for real. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. And they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, I promise we'll try harder. Please don't be mad at us. We'll do better next time.
No, we won't.
Nah, probably
not. No, we won't. We won't be better at all. Well, folks, that wraps. I apologize. For you listeners at home that are listening in earbuds and have heard that god darn squalling sound, I'm trying to figure out what it is. I thought I had it fixed before we started, but it didn't. So.
You should put more money into this equipment. Just keep dumping everything you have into it.
I should put that $500 that I got for the TV, right?
All that money you saved on that stand.
Yeah.
You'll get a few dollars from me soon.
Buy a new mixing board.
Thanks to Still Brewery.
It's not the mixer.
It's one of these damn cords that I unplug every night.
Goddamn cords.
But hey, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you laughed. If you are Jewish, I apologize. We will not have Scott on anymore.
I'm Jewish.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty much Jewish.
You have Jew characteristics.
Exactly.
All right. Jason, hey, buddy. Thank you very much for coming and... I know that you were very upset and very frustrated with me by skipping last week.
Well, it stemmed from me having to call off. I wish you guys would have gone ahead without me, and then I tried to make arrangements to do some special IBWIP Presents stuff, but it didn't work out.
It ruined my Friday.
Well, here.
I told him. I said, I was home sick that day. I'm like, I'm missing something from my podcast feed.
I hate missing any weeks. What do you got there?
I have never, ever gotten a voicemail like this, ever.
Oh.
Oh, no. You're Jesus.
My name is Jason, and I do not have a history of doing this, so I'm very, very sorry that I have a code red here at the hotel, and I cannot make it tonight. I am very, very sorry. You can work with the stuff I've already given you if you want, or we can push it to maybe tomorrow night. I'm very sorry to cancel on you again. I don't have a history of doing this, so I apologize. But we have a lot of stuff going on today, and it was just compacted tenfold by a massive event. We can talk about that later. But it's code red here, and I'm going to be working like a 13-hour day today. So give me a call back or send me a text if you have any questions. I am very, very sorry that I'm missing tonight. Again, work with the Excel sheets that I sent you, or you can wait till tomorrow night. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. Call me or text me back if you want. And again, I'm very, very sorry.
Look at the guy.
New drinking game. Every time the word sorry is said by the bottle cap kid. Take a drink.
It was too late for him to say sorry.
It was sweet. I said that because
that's a Justin Bieber reference.
Like that's a guy who I put a lot of work on.
Yeah.
For these shows, and that's been had like almost 2 years straight without ever missing a day. You know, missing an episode. Like, and. Of all people, he's the last person that should be saying he's sorry to me seven times. It was so cute. I wished I played it for Molly, and I said, Molly,
thank you.
When we have arguments, this is the way you should treat me.
Exactly.
If you had diarrhea, you can just say it. It's okay.
No, like I was like, Molly, we've been married, we've been together for like 5 years. Has not said I'm sorry as many times as he said it in one. And I want to tell you, I didn't play that to make fun of you. I was playing that to say thank you.
It's sincere.
Yeah.
That's off mic, Jason, and you could probably tell a difference in my cadence. And just so you know, Dustin, code red in my book does mean diarrhea.
Okay.
Code
all red. Right, good. Because, yeah, that's always an easy way to get out of work. You just say you have diarrhea.
Say, I got diarrhea.
And they don't ask.
I shit my pants.
Dustin, thank you very much for making the sacrifice and coming in tonight.
Oh, no. No problem. Thanks for having me.
I love watching the graveyard build as you across from me every time we
it's
record.
It's going to get bigger as the night wears on, my friend.
We got another one to go. Big E.
Yes?
He's so mad now. He's got such an attitude now.
Yes.
Are you pouting?
No. You guys laughed. I don't care if it was because you didn't think they were funny. I still got audible laughs.
It's all about the laugh.
Out of the voice. Out of you. Out of Jason. Audible laughs.
Good job. Hey, way to be a woman.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Man, I feel like a woman. Shania Twain.
Good night, folks. Hey, subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, please.
So I joined a gym and I started listening to podcasts while I'm on the treadmill. Even a runner's high doesn't make S&M radio any better. Just kidding, Shannon. We love you.
You're a fan of the macabre.
That's pretty good.
My sister.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.